Welcome to your five for the day. Recently, a very interesting story made the news. In an apparent effort to reach out to his people, President Vladimir Putin approached a young boy to show him kindness, but the encounter frightened the child greatly. Pictures flashed around the world of the Russian president stooping down to befriend the little boy, but the boy had a terrified look on his face. It wasn't exactly the photo opportunity the president was looking for. Pundits and journalists joked about the president's obvious warm and gentle velvet-gloved touch with his people and how he was able to prove conclusively just how much his people felt comfortable with him. In fairness to Putin, a similar overture from any of us to a child could possibly provoke such a response, especially if we are complete strangers. Children can be shy and frightened easily. We have all seen children screaming and kicking, crying and clinging to their parents who took them to see Santa Claus in a grotto of a shopping centre. What was it about Jesus that seemed to draw the young to him? Mothers and fathers by the hundreds took their children to see and hear him. Do you think they saw the daily evidences of his gentleness, his compassionate face and tender eyes, and his respect and love for people, wherever he found them and in whatever state? The news of such a person could not stay local in the village. The news of Jesus spread from town to town, and literally thousands gathered to catch a glimpse of him, to hear his words and to seek his attention, his help and his healing. When he called a youngster over to himself, we don't read of the parents clinging to their child, nor do we read of any hesitation or childish fear on the part of the young ones causing them to cling to their mums or dads. With the exception of the powerful religious elite, the townsfolk were impressed. One can only think that before the parents ever took their children to see Jesus, the children heard very favourable things about him in their homes. The Bible speaks of such an occasion when Jesus called a child to himself and set him before them. He said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you, the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." It seems that Jesus is teaching us that an unspoiled child has the characteristics that make for humility. Trust, dependence, the desire to make others happy, an absence of boasting or selfish desire to be greater than others. By nature, all of us are rebels who want to be celebrities instead of servants. It takes a great deal of teaching for us to learn the lesson of humility. First, it will reveal truth to us if we take it seriously. Jesus even said that truth will ultimately make us free. Secondly, it saves us from a hypercritical attitude toward people around us. We'll be more focused on the log in our own eye than on the splinter in someone else's eye. And finally, it removes a lot of the sinful debris that can clog up our lives. Remember, Jesus said, "Unless you are converted and become like children, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven." But he also said, "He who believes in me, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water."